League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everybody, it's Ryan Ballingy. Welcome back to the 19th Hole Golf Show. Maybe I should be welcoming myself back to the 19th Hole Golf Show, but it's been a minute. In fact, it's been a lot of minutes. It's been since August 2019 since I've done a show, and there probably aren't going to be a whole lot of you listening to this because you're going to wonder why in the world there's suddenly a recording on this podcast feed after so many months of there not being one, basically 18 months of there not being one. And I wanted to come on today and tell you that the show is coming back and tell you why it went away and tell you what to expect moving forward and to give you kind of a roadmap for the future of this show, but also for Golf News Net a little bit. So first, why'd the show go away? I stopped doing the show in August 2019 after our first ever Golf News Net audience trip to Sweetens Cove in Tennessee. We had an awesome time. We had 26 players. We played, I believe, 11 times at Sweetens Cove 9-hole golf course in Tennessee. And it was just something I wanted to tell you about. And after I recorded the show and had kind of been listening to other podcasts and other folks in the golf world talking about issues in early September, late August, around the end of that PGA Tour season, I realized nothing had really changed about golf in the nearly 20 years I have been doing this show. I've been doing it for the better part of 15 years, going back to when I got into college and then took a couple of years off when I was with NBC and Golf Channel. And I heard the same things in other podcasts, I believe it was No Laying Up, that I was talking about in the early 2000s, that there's a need for bifurcation in the rules of golf, that there's a need for equipment regulation pertaining specifically to professionals, that the golf course development world, still the golf course business as a whole at a participatory level in many ways still doesn't get the changes that need to happen. A lot of the things that I've long advocated for, some have changed, but most have not. And I felt so disheartened listening to, frankly, the next generation, a younger generation of people, still in my cohort, but 6-7 years younger, talk about the same things I've been talking about. And I just thought to myself, well, Godspeed to them. Hopefully they can change things or represent some hope for change that I couldn't. And I vowed to not do this again until I felt like I had something to say and until I felt like I was going to do this for the right reasons, that I was going to do the show because I loved it, because I had something to say, and because I wasn't doing it just to fulfill sponsor obligations, just to have 30 and 60 second reads in the show. And I've been thinking throughout the entire fall about how I would want to bring the show back. I've thought about it different times over the last year and a half and just never came to the right package, the right conclusion that indicated to me I should come back and do this again. And I thought through the fall, you know, I kind of miss this. In fact, I really miss it. I sit here in my basement, in my office, and I talk into a microphone. And to be able to have a verbal diary of what I think about golf and what's going on in the world, and then to hear back feedback from you and interact with you as you listen, it has long been one of my favorite things. I think this is the best way I express myself beyond anything else that I do between video, writing, social media. I think I'm better at speaking my worldview than anything else. And I miss that. And I miss doing impactful, at least to me, radio, audio. It's not radio anymore. Impactful audio. Because This show is cathartic for me. It's an opportunity to kind of just be me. And over the last 10 years, and it's been 10 years now, of talking about golf professionally from the day NBC hired me to start Pro Golf Talk, the blog, to when I went to Golf Channel, to when I went through the desert of working with Back Nine Network and Billy Casper Golf, and then into my time with a very good time with Yahoo Sports running their golf blog as I was building Golf News Net up simultaneously. All throughout that run, I kind of felt like I've watered myself down because years of trying to appeal to corporate overlords and people who email you and go, well, you can't say that, Ryan, because there's a sponsor you might upset. Or you can't say that because maybe that's too biting. Maybe you want to tone it down a little bit. And when I've done this show, I've never held back. That's not to say that I'm mean or that I'm grating or that I'm a worse version of myself. I actually think this show brings out the best in me. And I missed being able to communicate that way. But I wasn't going to communicate in the watered-down way of myself that I have become in the last 10 years. And so maybe it's part pandemic because, frankly, I don't see anybody other than my wife, my two kids, my dog, my parents, occasionally my in-laws. That's kind of been our bubble for the last better part of a year. And I miss talking to other people in the industry, in the golf world. I see friends at the country club that I play at, but obviously we're mostly just playing golf. We don't really have discussions after the round, beers after the round. That doesn't really happen. So I long for an honest, candid discussion about golf, talking about things beyond golf or influences of golf that I just want to say. And I, my wife doesn't want to hear me do a 30-minute podcast to her that's not of interest to her. And so I thought, you know what, now's the right time to bring back this show. And so here's the plan. Here's the plan moving forward. This is just kind of a brief message, SOS out into this feed. But what I wanted to tell you is that the show will come back fully in 2021. I will probably do a couple shows here and there before the end of the year. But the approach to the show is going to be a little bit different. So we're going to do one show a week, and that's going to be Sunday night, Monday morning type deal. That's going to be a weekly recap of what has happened in the world of golf, whether that's professional golf, whether that's equipment, issues in the game, all the stuff that we've talked about on this show for, again, the better part of 20 years. And that'll be about, again, half hour. That'll come out on Sunday night, Monday morning-ish for GNN supporters. So I have created a new membership at Golf News Net in the intervening 18 months. If you haven't checked it out, I encourage you to. We've created a free membership so you can create an account and you'll be able to get two editions of our daily, well, five times a week email newsletter, web newsletter called The Break. That's part of the free account. You'll still be able to subscribe to this show on this public feed. That's not going anywhere. But the show will be released to GNN supporters on Sunday night and Monday night, or Monday morning. Then, 2 days later, I will release the show for free to the public. So you'll get the show Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. And that'll be what's available to the public. Again, for supporters, if you pay $30 a year, you will get the show on Sunday night and or Monday morning. Then, in addition for supporters, we're going to do additional interview shows. And one of the things I've battled with over the last couple of years, almost the last couple of years of not doing the show, is that I missed the way I used to do the show when it was really for a radio format. When it used to be a two-hour show. And I would have 4 or 5 different guests on, like radio style, have you on 10, 12, 15 minutes, break, next guest, keep rolling. And I miss those conversations with people. I miss talking to people who make news, and I miss talking to people who report on the news in our game, even though there are way fewer of them than there were when I started this show 2 decades ago. And I want to have those conversations again, but not just for 10, 12 minutes at a time, more like for 15, 20 minutes at a time. I don't personally care for podcast interviews that just last forever. I know you have stuff to do. I have stuff to do. I know that my guests have stuff to do. So we are going to produce interview-only shows for the 19th Hole Golf Show for our supporter members, and only the supporter members. So I'm going to bring on to the show the people that I find interesting in golf or that I've met because of golf. And that's a lot of people. This game has introduced me to so many wonderful things, places, people, and I want to talk to them. And I want to talk to them and have you listen to it. And sometimes they're going to be reporters and writers. Sometimes they're going to be golfers. Sometimes they're going to be course owners and architects. And sometimes they're going to be greenskeepers. And sometimes they're going to be none of those things. They're just going to be really interesting people I met playing golf. I'm going to talk to them mostly about golf. So all of those interview shows will be available only for GNN supporters, only on a private feed. So that's part of that $30 membership. Also, as part of the supporter membership, I'm going to be penning, that's such an antiquated phrase, writing regular columns and doing analysis of the news that's happening and the things that are happening in our sport. And that'll all be, again, behind the paywall. Also, supporters will have first crack access at future Golf Newsnet events. By the way, we have one to tell you about that is actually widely available to the public. So next May, 9th through 12th, we're going to have our first ever Golf Newsnet two-person team championship that will be held at French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. We're going to have 36 holes of competition, 5 total rounds, so 90 holes of golf, 3 nights at the resort, a lot of fun, 24 people in total, about 5 or so from the Golf Newsnet family, and then everybody else who signs up to play. Right now, we have 9 or 10 spots left over at the time I'm recording this. So if you are interested in getting in on this, it is $970 per person, double occupancy. It's about $1,200, a little bit more than that, for single occupancy. You can sign up as a solo or a double. You'll be paired with someone if you're a single. We're keeping everybody in the GNN family available to be paired together, depending on how many singles we get. So we can pair you with at least 1 of 5 people, including myself. So you can email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com, if you want to get involved. You do not have to put a deposit down at this time. We will ask people 30 days out to recommit and to, for all intents and purposes, agree to come. But other than that, you just have to express your interest. And if you're signing up as a partnership, you have to tell me your name, your partner's name, and your partner's email address so we can have an email list going once we get out more and more details and as we lead up to the event. So I hope you'll come and join us for that. But in the future, we will open up those events first to GNN supporters. We're also going to give you an annual gift from my new business. I'm starting with a couple of buddies in the golf world called Golf Scouts. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but it's basically a golf accessories company. So we're coming up with smart accessories and designs to make golf more fun and remind you and make it easier for you to remember how much fun golf is, to express yourself about what you love about golf, and to show off a little sense of style. But you'll get a free gift from Golf Scouts every year with your membership. And then we'll do discount codes and other things along the way that are exclusive for members. So it's a pretty good deal. And we have tried to put things like this together in the past with GNN Plus. Kind of got away from it a couple of years ago. And in part, that was because I was still trying to build up Golf Newsnet to the point that it's at now, where we reach 1 million people a month. And it's pretty wild to be able to say that less than a handful of years into this journey. But what has come with building an audience, as I mentioned earlier, has come with watering down myself. And watering down myself is not something I'm particularly proud of. I mean, I'm proud of what Golf News Net has become. I'm proud of the success it has brought, and that's great. But if I want to keep doing this for the long haul, for the next 10 years, then I have to be me. I have to be able to express myself. And fortunately, I have an outlet to do that. And so I'm going to take advantage of it. And I hope you'll come and join me as a GNN supporter. I would greatly appreciate it. We will be able to interact not only through this podcast and through the website. We'll have a Slack channel where we'll have regular chats. And we'll have some special guests from time to time. We'll have special guest authors who will be coming behind the paywall to offer their perspective and participate. And so there's a really good value for this $30 per year. And if you sign up at thegolfnewsnet.com/membership, you can find out more. You can join the free version. That's no problem, too. You can always come and upgrade later. And if you still just want to listen to this show a couple days late, I'm totally cool with that, too. I'm glad to be doing this again. I think there will be a lot to say. There's a lot going on in the world. A lot hasn't changed, but a lot certainly has changed. And my views on some things have changed. And so hopefully all of that comes together to be an interesting show with guests for supporters who can really ratchet up the conversation and take what we're talking about to an even deeper level and hopefully reflect all of our joy for the game, all of our interest in seeing it thrive and seeing ourselves thrive as golfers. So thank you so much for listening to this. It has been kind of cathartic just sitting here doing this again, even if it's just talking about what's going to come, what's not here. If you can, and you haven't before, give us a little review. That's all I ask. If you're going to listen to the show for free, and I've no problem doing that, but if you listen to the show for free, then I will happily trade a great review on iTunes or some other service in exchange for that. Just leave us a comment what you like about the show, and I will be greatly indebted to you. I am already. I've been very fortunate to be able to do something I really enjoy for 10 years, collecting a paycheck. There have been highs and lows, a lot of lows, actually, losing multiple jobs in this world of publishing. And fortunately, now in the fourth full year of doing this, almost our fourth full year of doing this, then I've been able to build up something that's got me on a good trajectory right now and some good traj. And that's because of your support, plain and simple. So if you're able and willing during this time to come with me on this journey as a GNN supporter, I greatly appreciate it. If you can't or don't want to, I'm still very grateful for your support, your time, your attention. Time is precious, even though we have a lot more of it at home than ever for most people that are probably listening to this show. It never ceases to humble me that you would spend even a minute out of your day listening to something or reading or watching something I have to say. So thank you for that. I'm happy to be back, and I can't wait to see you again. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save